This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are a lot of options for parents trying to keep their children occupied during summer vacation. Studies increasingly show a balance of screen time and the outdoors can be ideal for kids. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney took a walk in the woods to find out more.
All right, we're going to get started on our hike, everybody.
It's the first day of camp at Little Creek Nature Area in Florissant. Katie Dreyes of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has taught this group of fourth and fifth graders how to use binoculars. And now it's time for a hike. The group stops every few minutes to admire a plant.
I found a bug.
Or encounter a bug, as 10-year-old Eric Smith did.
I need to keep them off of me. I don't need to touch them anymore.
As the hike goes on, 10-year-old Deja Robinson cracks open a persimmon fruit.
It was like smushy and it stinked a lot. And then on the inside, it looked like a grape.
Several surveys have found that kids now spend half as much time outdoors as their parents did. There's a growing list of research in science journals finding cognitive benefits of outdoor learning. A 2014 study of 100 middle schoolers who spent a week at an outdoor camp with no access to electronics found they had fewer angry outbursts and were better at understanding other people's emotions. Local educators like Eric Hadley say nature also brings learning alive and improves critical thinking.
One of the things that you just can't compare is being able to make all the connections that we have in nature that we can actually do.
Hadley runs Little Creek for the Ferguson-Florissant School District. He used to teach biology at the high school. Now, this 100-acre nature center is his classroom.
Being outside, there's so many more questions to ask. The mind is able to really grow and expand, and that helps in every area of their life, including academics.
It's the camp's second year. Hadley already expanded to a third week and still has a waiting list. Few school districts are lucky enough to have their own nature center, so each summer, Forest Park Education Coordinator Jean Turney brings children and teachers to the park to experience nature.
This particular section, the waterway flows through. We have a lot of ducks who live in this particular habitat. But right now it's inhabited by about 30 7 to 9-year-olds.
Some are involved in an art project, making bark rubbings with crayons. 9-year-old Ronald Williams likes this way of learning about plants and animals better than being in the classroom.
Because, like, you gotta stay in a building, you can't, like, really explore nature, you just get to know about it.
Forest Park's Turney wants the outdoors to follow teachers into their classrooms during the school year and become part of lessons.
So it not only impacts, you know, the students who join us in summer camp, but I think we have a much longer impact because those teachers are going to reach students year after year.
Art teacher Sarah Boren says doing art in a natural setting is energizing.
A kid's standard drawing of a tree is usually totally different than if they actually get to come out and observe a tree.
Elsewhere, Forest Park pays a battalion of teens to help maintain the massive green space. Recently, they were doing selective mowing and weed whacking, cutting back invasive red clover and hedge parsley, and leaving behind those that are better for the creek banks. Supervisor Billy Haig regularly quizzes the teens on which is which.
Does anyone know what that looks like when it flowers? Any guesses?
Lindbergh High Schooler Liz Schrader says it's easier naming plants in person than looking at pictures of them.
In the class, it was a lot of looking at slides and learning from textbooks and doing notes and stuff like that. But this is a lot more hands-on, and I've already learned a lot from it.
Schrader and the rest of these students will return to school and their textbooks in a few weeks. But Nature Center educators hope they'll continue to think of the bigger world beyond those classroom walls. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.